God's word for our consideration this morning, you don't get a sneak peek by looking at the bulletin to see what I'm going to talk about this morning. But God's word for us is from the Old Testament lesson, from the prophet Jeremiah. Now, Jeremiah says, "Ah, sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I'm only a child. But the Lord said to me, do not say, I am only a child. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever command I give you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant." So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. I want you to apply this word, God's word, to your daily life. And I want you to think about God calling you, summoning you to work in his vineyard. Because that's what he does. He calls each and every one of us, and he calls us to his service. And I want you to think about this small little illustration, because it can apply to us as well. One night, the school teacher who lived in New Orleans had a phone call. The phone was ringing. So naturally, this is at the time when everyone had a landline. Okay, that was distant memory, okay? But the phone rang. So she picked it up, and a small voice that she heard on the other side of this phone was, "Is Sissy there?" And the school teacher said, "There's no one by that name that lives here. She didn't quit. "Sissy," she says, "Is Sissy there? I want to talk with her. I know she's there." And the teacher said, "No, you've got the wrong number." Just that small little voice says, "No, lady, I don't have the wrong number. You answered the wrong phone." Oh, I want you to think about God calling you, because he's making you an instrument. And sometimes we pick up the wrong phone. We only hear ourselves, because we can make every excuse in the book not to follow the Lord Jesus Christ and serve him. In 1978, I arrived on campus at St. Louis Seminary, Concordia Seminary, St. Louis, and I was feeling in awe of looking at the buildings and knowing that I was going to be a pastor. But I was very fearful, very filled with anxious moments. Those anxious moments turned into very worried thoughts, especially as I was not doing very good academically. I was failing a couple classes. I got C's and D's in the other one, just barely scraping by. So I had it. I was going to quit. I was not going to be a pastor, because I cannot do this. I cannot get through Greek and Hebrew and remember all the nuances and everything of that language. I was going to quit. There were two friends of mine, Jim and Bob. They might sound kind of odd, but Bob Gerke, he's a pastor in White Bear Lake. And Jim, he's a retired pastor in Canada, very good friends of mine. Now, I can't remember which one did what, but they both talked to me. One told me the law. You can't quit. The Lord put you here. He put you here for a purpose. You cannot quit. Get off of that horse. Stop thinking that way. The other guy said, "Well, you know, Scott, you could quit, but who's going to speak the gospel? God needs you to speak the gospel. He needs you in his service. Well, I stayed there, and ultimately I became a pastor. And this June, I'll celebrate 40 years of service in the Lord as a pastor. Now, God may not reach down and touch you to be a pastor, but he's putting his hand on each one of you in his service. He has picked each and every one of you. He has picked you up and told you he were going to be in his service. He said, do not fear. I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you walk through the waters, I will be with you. The rivers, they will not overflow you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, nor will the flame scorch you, for you are the Holy One of Israel. Or I am the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. See, God tells each and every one of us that we are going to work for him. And when we work for him, he gives us the ability and the skill to do that. He gives us the ability to be one and to be in his service. I thought God gave me the ability to be a hockey goalie. Because as I played hockey, I was in the Bantams. And we had a meeting of all the kids that were playing. And the coach says, you know, guys, we got everybody in their position, except we need a goalie. We need someone to stand in that net. Dummy me, I raised my hand. I said, I'll be the goalie. And I thought that I had the gift of being the goalie. Until we had a hockey game up in Cumberland, Wisconsin. It was on a hot water rink, first of its kind. And the guy shot the puck from halfway down. And I watched it come, sliding on the ice, and I lifted up my stick and watched it go into the Right then and there, I should have thought that I'm not a goalie. But I continued to think that I was a goalie, and I did not do very well. God is reaching out to us, not to be a goalie, but to be his servant. And being his servant, he has a lot of jobs for us to do. Lots of jobs. But the main thing, the main job is touching someone else with the gospel. That Jesus loves you. Jesus forgives you. Jesus strengthens you. This is the message that God had for Jeremiah. But Jeremiah says, oh, I'm but a youth. I don't know how to do that. When I entered the ministry, I felt the same way. I felt petrified. I was so petrified that on Vicarage, I had these glasses that were magnifying glasses. And I would wear them so I couldn't see anyone. I wouldn't be able to see you guys. I wouldn't be able to see you either. But I was able to preach because I couldn't see anybody. In homiletics, they taught us that, oh, look over the heads of people. I can't do that either. Never had that talent. So I have to look right at you. But see, God is telling you something in his word. He's reaching out and touching your hearts and touching your lives with his word so that you would be his instrument. And you say, well, Pastor, how can I be his instrument? How can I touch the lives of other people? You know people who have gone through stress, strain, ugliness of life. You know people who are grieving because of the death that has happened. And we know more people now that have died from COVID than in recent memory. You are being God's instrument in touching the lives of other people who are going through this time. I remember in October 1972, first part of October, first day or two of October, I was going to work for an ambulance company in Duluth. We'll call an ambulance. And so I was just going down there to pick up my uniforms for the start of the new day. And the dispatcher said, do you have family on 10th Street? And I said, yeah, my great uncle. Well, we just sent the ambulance up there. Well, Karen was downtown Duluth shopping, so I found her and we went up. This is way before cell phones, you know. And so I found her and we went up to George and Lee's house. We got there, Lee had died. And George was beside himself. So we sat with George for 3 hours before his son, George Jr., could come down from Aurora to Duluth. And George Jr. said to us, he says, you were here for me, I'm gonna be at your wedding for you. We walked out of the house saying, yeah, sure, he's gonna be there. George was there. George was there because we helped him, that we were there. God is using you to be with other people as well during their traumatic life. They may be going through any kind of terrible thing, but they need someone to care. God is using you to care for that person. And he uses you, and he says that you are his servant, that he will be with you. No matter what happens, he will speak to you through that word that he has in the scriptures. And that's the best kind of guide that we have, is the scriptures, is the Bible. And as we turn to those scriptures, we can help others out. I sat with a gal in Munich, North Dakota, who had just had her dad die. And she looked at me and she says, you know, Pastor, I wish I knew my Bible better. I wish I knew what God was speaking to me through his word better than I'm at a loss. So we started to go through the scriptures and be able to comb those passages out that helped and supported her. God is using you to do that. Not to pick up the wrong phone, but to pick up the right phone. The right phone is his word. And through that word, he will use you to speak to other people, using you to be that servant of his, because we have this wonderful God. And he has blessed each and every one of us. Blessing through his word today. Blessing us with Christ's body given and his blood shed for the forgiveness of our sins, to encourage us, to lift us up, and to equip us. To equip us so that we may help others see who Jesus is, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing in him, as John writes, you may have life. In Christ's holy name, amen.